Sybil. We are in Baltimore.
On hump day. Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
Watch out in that Tom Joyner, baby. What is going on, Sybilula? Later,
Mr.
what
Brown,
is happening?
Mr. Brown.
Where were we yesterday?
I have no
we were
idea.
In Washington, D.C. yesterday.
I just know we're in Baltimore today.
We're in Baltimore today, Philly tomorrow.
I'm just getting on the bus, get off the bus. That's what I'm doing. I'm following y'all.
Just do what they tell us to do.
Yeah. What did we do yesterday?
We had a very long
day.
Yeah.
We had a nice breakfast. At the radio station after we got through with with clients and salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
That was nice. Food was good.
Then we went to lunch. Then we went to lunch.
And more good food. More. That was an amazing restaurant.
Welcome.
Great.
What was it? I forgot the name of the kitchen.
The Carolina Kitchen.
Carolina Kitchen.
When someone walks in, everybody who works there yells out,
Welcome. Black owned.
Yep.
Nice.
Very nice place.
Nice.
Very
place.
Nice.
Really
yeah.
nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Really
he owns, what, four or five restaurants?
Yeah, and that restaurant is 3-in-1.
Man.
That was nice. That was nice.
Very nice.
Yeah, takeout, the sit-down. Mm-hmm.
The burger bar.
Joint.
Music. Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
Very
was
nice.
Really nice.
Had a good time.
Then we went to Walmart.
Welcome to Walmart.
Welcome. had a good time there.
Had a great time.
Then we
Walmart,
got back on the bus.
And then we
and we went from Washington to Baltimore, and that took 2.5 hours.
Rush hour. Yeah.
Yep.
And then we went to the Reginald Lewis Museum.
Yeah.
For
not
a wonderful happy
it's
hour.
Not called the Reginald.
Let us not call it the Reginald.
We didn't call it that, no.
No, because we're still here.
Not called
and who
the
is Reginald Lewis?
Well, Reginald Lewis was a history-making businessman and known for his acquisition of Beatrice Foods and wrote a book that you absolutely
swear by
to this day.
Why should white guys have all the fun?
Unfortunately, he died way before his time, and a very, very full life in a very short period of time. But the museum is beautiful.
It is.
Where we had.
Did you go see some of the art?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
That was nice. And then
I went home. Went to the hotel to watch the baseball.
You don't even
game.
Have to say it anymore.
The St. Louis Cardinals game? You didn't watch that one?
I watched
that. That's my work.
Okay, what about the Nationals losing last night?
That was my work.
That too was your work.
But not the loss. Not the loss. It was a tough, tight game, Sib.
It was a good game. However, the Giants prevailed.
Yeah, the Giants prevailed.
3-2 last night.
Mm-hmm.
You watched it, though?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I needed to watch it. Where do y'all come down on me? Look at this.
Is this a bit now? Or?
It's not a bit.
It's real then,
it's
right?
Real.
It's real. Because y'all have hurt my feelings.
Because the jinx is real.
The jinx is not real. My feelings are hurt.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why I watch the game. I know it's a baseball game. Look at this. Mm-hmm. Tom comes to D.C. for one day, and there goes the Nets.
That was it last night.
Don't buy into the bit.
But the good news is the Cardinals have moved on, and so the Giants meet the Cardinals on this weekend, and the Royals at the Orioles. Okay, so Kansas City, versus Baltimore.
You got it, Baltimore. Don't worry about it, Baltimore. Kansas City.
Well, the history.
I love you.
Where
I love
goes,
you, Kansas City. I love
they
you.
Lose. They lose. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're in Baltimore,
and Philly's going. Phew. we're not in the postseason.
Where he goes.
They lose.
Sorry, KC. I'm sorry. I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm in Baltimore.
Feel the love.
I'm in Baltimore.
So will Baltimore win some more? What are their chances?
Let's go back to Richmond.
Yes.
When we were in Richmond, we saw CC Peniston and High Five perform at the...
at the RVA.
The day party with a purpose in the middle of the day of Monday. So I got this note from Silk.
Mm-hmm.
Because Silk wrote and produced CC Peniston's hit.
Keep on walking,
finally.
Mm-hmm.
And then he sent me this note. He said, today I heard you mention CC Peniston and how good she looked when you saw her. She's a bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
CC and I have both struggled with the ups and downs of weight roller coaster,
right,
and have found some balance in our lives. Finally, Get it?
Finally.
Yeah. As the song says. Uh-huh. I just wanted you to know that CC and I have both joined the Project 10 Challenge.
Now check this out.
Which is a great program mm-hmm. where every time someone loses 10 pounds or gains 10 pounds of muscle,
mm-hmm.
we donate 30 meals to children in need.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, and he's challenging us.
So how does it work? I mean, what
you lose weight and you mm-hmm. build muscle and you become, you know, and you look like CC Peniston.
And you help kids who are not getting their proper nutrition.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's so the challenge.
I'm in. I'm in. I'm going to do it.
Uh-oh. Silk says, finally, he says, I lost 25 pounds. I built. I
haven't seen Silk in a while, man.
I know, because yeah. this is the.
And we might not recognize him. Yeah.
He says, I'm working on my first ever six pack.
All right, player.
I'm working on my six pack, too, but it's not my first.
And you drink yours.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a red. I'm going to try
that.
Right?
I love the challenge.
Yeah. He's challenging all of us to get with the challenge.
Well, I stopped eating bread and red meat. What about
how long ago?
About eight years ago.
Ladies and gentlemen, every day it changes. How long ago you've given up bread and meat? It was like 2-3 months ago. It's 6 months.
About 9 years ago.
Now we're up to years. 8 to 9 years ago that you gave up.
Bread and red meat.
Yeah. Kelly Rowland looks good.
I love
pregnant pictures.
I know you do. I know that's what you're into, and you love it.
I love it. I love Kelly Rowland. When she wasn't pregnant, I love Kelly Rowland.
But the thing I like about it, she's kind of showed up Beyonce.
She had. Because Beyonce never gave you.
She didn't give us this.
Nope.
She didn't give us this. Symbol.
No.
Symbol?
She did not say.
She didn't give us none of this.
Because she's private that way.
She ain't that damn private. I've seen her humping on stage. She ain't that private.
The pregnancy part was very private.
This is good news, good for Kelly, because she kind of showed up Beyonce. But you know what? Beyonce might come out with something, Blair. She always does, man. She always does.
Always tough.
She
Kelly
always
Rowland.
Tops Kelly Rowland, man.
Did you see this picture of Kim Kardashian and the baby?
No.
Oh, my.
See, as a fashionista, you would appreciate.
I didn't see the picture.
She dressed the baby up in black sheer, the same as what she's wearing.
It was a matching out mommy and baby girl outfit.
Looking like Elvira before Halloween. And the baby looks.
That poor baby.
That Wendy Williams is right.
They don't look happy. The baby,
baby doesn't look happy.
No. No one looks happy.
No one looks happy. No. Especially the baby.
North is going, save me.
The baby's like, as soon as I can drive, I'm gone.
That's what the baby looks like. As soon as I can drive.
As soon as I can talk, I am out of here.
And Wendy Williams is going to host the Soul Train Award.
Yeah. Well, some things happened.
Yeah. Good for her.
Yeah, good for her. How you doing?
I think it's a great idea.
I think it's great, too. Yeah. They did have Mike Tyson, right?
Yeah, and that was changed.
They were going with Mike Tyson?
Yeah. They were going to go with Mike Tyson.
If you remember the BET Awards, Mike Tyson came out and gave one of the awards with Gary Owen, remember?
Yeah.
And he said, and he announced then that he was going to be the host of the Soul Train Awards. And that was what was going to happen. And some things changed. I think it had a lot to do with the whole sexual abuse, but spousal abuse thing and the conversations that.
Yeah, why would you put him up there?
And a man who was one of the faces with Robin Givens in their mm-hmm. past. And it was
so
kind of revisited.
Came back down.
Yeah, so that instead of, confronting that and having that come back, they changed it out. And Wendy Williams is now going to be the new host.
People are saying it's because Mike Tyson can't read, but Mike Tyson can read. He reads a lot. In fact, what you might not know about Mike Tyson is that he was a nerd in school. I know, a nerd and a thug. It's an odd combination. But he was a nerd in school.
I think what Sybil says makes a little more sense to be connected with
spousal abuse.
Yeah. In this day, with
and he read a lot in jail.
Yeah.
He was one of those that read Nietzsche and all.
Yeah.
So
But it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out as far as, you know, what happens to him next. Because the whole thing with Robin Givens, she did an interview for Time Magazine and talking about their history and everything. And in light of the athletes and all the others. So they decided, you know, and especially because Soul Train is, you know, such a good kind of feeling, good vibe thing. And you don't want any kind of black clouds over it or Paul to be held over that. So,
so they're going with Wendy Williams. Going another guy.
Who is okay. also
another?
I can no. That was a joke. That was a bad joke.
That was a very bad joke.
Very bad.
We're in Baltimore.
Bad Jay.